Hello. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and would like to get to know your opinions. So, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television? Or work for or volunteer for any political campaigns?
No.
No? Great. So, as we know, there's going to be, like, elections happening, like, really, really soon in November, Tuesday 5th. So how would you say you're going to vote in those elections? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely, or are you not registered to vote?
Definitely will.
Definitely? All right. Would you mind sharing with which political party you're registered?
In no party affiliation.
Independent? All right.
Correct.
So are you or is any member of your immediate family from like a Latino, a Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Nope. All right. Would you mind sharing your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. All right. White. So would you mind sharing your age?
59.
59 or 69?
Mm-hmm.
59. Oh, all right. Thank you.
Yep.
So, all right. So if the elections for Florida State House were held today, would you say you're going to definitely, probably, or lean slightly towards a Democratic candidate? Or would you say you're going to definitely, probably, or lean slightly towards the Republican candidate?
Definitely Democrat.
Definitely Democrat. All right.
Yes.
So now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And if you could please tell me if you either have a favorable opinion towards them or an unfavorable opinion. And
okay.
The first person is Scott Boyd. And if you don't know them or have no opinion, that's also categories.
I think unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. What about Carolina Amici?
Very unfavorable.
Aaron Huntley?
Who was that? Which one?
Yeah, Aaron Huntley.
I don't know that person.
Don't know that person. All right. What about Kamala Harris?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. All right. And what about Leonard Spencer?
I don't know. Don't know who that is.
Don't know who that is. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Harris.
Harris. All right. And would you say you're going to definitely vote for her or probably?
Definitely.
All right. Thank you. And if the elections for Florida State House were held today between Carolina Amici and Leonard Spencer, for who would you vote for?
I guess Leonard Spencer, the one I don't know.
All right. Well, Leonard Spencer is the Democratic candidate, just to let you know.
Right, right. Yeah.
So would you say you're gonna...
I figured since she's, since she's the Republican. Got it. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
So would you say you're going to definitely vote for him or probably?
Yes. Definitely.
Definitely. All right. So as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amici was recently arrested on Thursday for on four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. So if she is found guilty, Amici could face up to around 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amici has denied any wrongdoings, says that she says that these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. So based on this statement, if the elections for Florida State House were held today, would you be voting for her, for Carolina Amici, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Still Spencer, yes.
Spencer, all right. And would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right. So due to State Representative Amici's arrest, there has been some discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. So I'm going to mention you some other candidates that would be running in her place. So if elections for Florida State House were held today and the candidates were Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, for who would you vote for?
Spencer.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right. And if elections for Florida State House, if they were held between Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, and Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, for who would you vote for?
Spencer, definitely.
Spencer. All right. Thank you. So regardless of how you may feel today, back in the 2020 presidential elections, for who did you vote for?
Biden.
Biden. All right. So when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always or usually vote Democrat? Do you vote equally between Democrats and Republicans? Or do you usually vote Republican or always vote Republican?
In recent years, Democrat.
Usually or always?
usually say.
Usually? All right. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Moderate. All right. So what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
Would that be like a bachelor's or an associate's?
Yes, correct. Yes.
A bachelor's?
Yes, correct.
All right. Thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great
rest
of your day.
You too. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.